Hi, I'm Stuart Kent, a program manager on the Visual Studio team. I'm responsible for features and services focused on developing and collaborating on code. This includes CodeMap, which I'm going to talk about here. I'm going to begin with a quick review of CodeMaps, what they are, when they were introduced, and what we're adding in Visual Studio 2015. Then I'll demonstrate how to use CodeMaps to visualize the architecture and design of .NET code. As I do so, I'm going to call out various features, focusing on a few that have been added since the initial release of Visual Studio 2013. I'll conclude with some pointers to resources, which can help you dig in further. So what are code maps? They are visualizations of the design or architecture of code taken direct from the code, focusing on code elements and the relationships between them. The map I'm showing you here is one that we're going to create in the demo and shows classes and interfaces in a namespace and some of the relationships between those. Code maps were first introduced in Visual Studio 2013 and are evolved from dependency graphs, which go right back to Visual Studio 2010. We've added new features since then in updates to Visual Studio 2013 and in Visual Studio 2015. I've listed some of these here, and the first three you'll see in action in the demo. I'm using the preview release for Visual Studio 2015, so some of the features you see here are not available in the 2013 version. In order to explain the features, I need some code to work with. I've chosen to use code of an internal tool we built to experiment with various visualizations of an agile backlog. The backlog is stored as work items in Team Foundation server. This is a .NET MVC web app which talks to TFS APIs. For the demo, imagine that I'm trying to help a colleague ramp up on the backlog map's code base. We want her to support a new kind of work item, so I want to help her get oriented in the overall code, then drill into some of the details. So here we are in Visual Studio with the backlog map solution already open and built. Let's begin by creating a top-down diagram. And what I'm going to do here is create it without building it because I don't want to waste time building it again. This capability is a new feature in Visual Studio 2015. So what we see here now is a graph which shows the assemblies. It's at the assembly level. The assembly is generated from the solution pointing to a bunch of external assemblies. I'll add the legend so that you can see the key for these things. So here you see the assembly key. And lower down you can also see that we have different kinds of relationships. Now, there are inheritance relationships from virtually everything into externals. And the reason is because system.object is one of the externals. I'm going to open the externals now. I'm not really interested in most of these assemblies. However, I am interested to track and have a look at the dependencies possibly on the Team Foundation framework. So I'll select those. And then I'll use this little widget to put them in a group. Let's call it TFS. I can then move that group out and just go ahead, delete the externals node like that and lay it out to make it look good. Here we go. I'm also only interested really in looking at the product code now, so I'll just delete the tests. I can add them back later if I need to. So the first thing to observe here is I've sort of got a nice layered architecture with a website talking to what I'm imagining is a model. However, I've also got the website has a relationship down to TFS, and that's probably not something that I should have, perhaps something I should look at later. I'm not going to do that now. Let's expand the model part, and let's expand the website part. And now what you see is you can see the namespaces within those DLLs. And if I select on the namespaces, you can see the relationships that they're having with other things. And in fact, if you just go through this, you can see that all paths really lead to the story maps model. So if I'm going to drill in a bit further, probably the place I should start is by drilling into the story maps model. Now, rather than do this on a separate diagram, I'm going to select that node, right click, and then using a new feature added for 2015, just be able to create a new graph from the selection. So now I can explore it on this diagram without upsetting my previous diagram. Let's expand that. And now I'm going to, perhaps a slightly daunting graph with lots of classes and relationships. So these are all classes or interfaces, and these are all the relationships. Perhaps that's a bit too much to take in at once. So what I'm going to do now is use the this little tool window here, which allows me to filter out relationships. So let's filter out all those relationships other than the implements and inherits from. And if I just lay that out, bottom to top this time, you get a nice inheritance graph. And from this, I can start to see that work item, if I'm going to add a new kind of work item, I'm going to have to subclass from the work item class. I may have to implement some of these interfaces. And so I now need to dig in further, perhaps by looking at some of this code. I could also take a slightly different perspective here, and I'll just do this to finish the demo. Let's remove the inheritance relationships and add the calls relationships, like that. If I lay out left to right now, you get a totally different kind of graph where you can see how the calling is going through the graph. So you go start from the plan, it goes through to MMF scenarios, into work item, then out again. So that's giving me a different sense of the design of this code. And probably I should start looking at the plan. So if I dive into the plan, and I now see the methods and properties in the plan, and I can select on these to see which ones they call into. And if I look at get all MMFs, I see that that calls into theme, scenario, MMF. And I might think, worth exploring that a little further. So at this point, I can just double click on the node, and it will open the code at the method, and I can start looking and drilling in further. And I can continue this exercise until I feel I've got a good understanding of the code. So that's it for the demo. I hope you found it useful. To conclude, here are some resources you can follow to find more information. I've included documentation on MSDN, a couple of videos on Channel 9, the blog where we announce and introduce new features, the forum you can use to ask questions, and the user voice site where you can post suggestions. Thanks for watching.